WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A report of a suspicious vehicle in the Copperfield subdivision ended as a four-vehicle crash outside Sam Houston Elementary School yesterday morning. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspicious U-Haul fled from officers who didn't want to chase through the neighborhood or school zone.
So other officers got into the area near the exits, hoping that that vehicle would come out and they could then try to make a stop on that vehicle. Instead, the vehicle was over there by the elementary school and had a head-on collision with two vehicles, causing one of those vehicles to strike a third vehicle.
McKeithen says one person from a victim vehicle was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, as were the driver and passenger in the U-Haul, 21-year-old Garrett Finke of Washington and 26-year-old Richard George of Willis. Finke and George were subsequently arrested on various charges. Blinn College trustees have hired a contractor for a $1 million project on the north side of the Bryan campus. A portion of 12 acres that have gone undeveloped due to a retention creek will become a parking lot connected by a new bridge to serve vehicular and pedestrian traffic. Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb says the paved and lighted parking lot will accommodate 300 vehicles.
They'll enter the lot from Villa Maria, heading south on Villa Maria. It's a one-way in access to the lot that kind of minimizes the impact on Villa Maria, so we don't have those cars exiting on Villa Maria. And the idea is that the cars move through there. The students park, they go to class. When they come back to their vehicle and they leave, ideally they leave out the rear portion of campus, which is off of 25th Street. And that kind of makes a smooth, straight, linear flow of traffic out of the campus.
Construction is scheduled to start in May, weather permitting, with completion targeted in time for the start of the fall semester. The state legislature has reached the halfway point of the session, and Representative John Rainey of Bryan, whose committee assignments includes higher education, says they'll be deliberating proposed legislation looking to reduce costs.
Chairman Branch submitted a bill that will try to create a study group that will look at administrative costs of universities. That seems to be an area that people are concerned that it's growing faster than the teaching element, and see if we can't figure out a way to reduce that some.
Rainey says he has requested from the Higher Education Coordinating Board the last 20 years. Almost a year to the day financial problems at the United Way of the Brazos Valley were first reported, they've held the annual meeting of the nonprofit agency.
New chief executive Andy Martin, who led the United Way for 5 years in Salina, Kansas, has been on the job here 24 days.
We're making our payments. People are paying their pledges this year. We're paying 100% of what we promised we were going to pay.
The board went through two searches before making the hire. Martin says he was very clear the board will set policy but won't be micromanagers.
They do need to be setting clear expectations of outcomes and progress. And when things go awry, then there will be actions.
Martin says he doesn't proceed until the board approves policy.
This is where I think we need to go. Do you agree? We noodle on it. We approve it. But they have to act on it, and then I implement it.
And a new slogan's been incorporated by staff and board members.
It's a new day with United Way.
Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And with your help, St. Joseph Health System could win a $10,000 grant from the Live Strong Foundation. St. Joseph's Ashley Sigmund says the money would go towards their palliative care program.
Palliative care is care for people with serious illnesses like cancer and advanced heart disease. And St. Joseph's palliative care program is a multidisciplinary approach. And we try to guide patients through the illness and connect them with community resources. And our goal is really to just help them reduce hospital readmissions because we know people would rather be at home.
Sigmund says voting will continue through next Thursday. At last check, St. Joseph was in third place, competing against hospitals from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Denver, and Oklahoma. Instructions are on our website at WTAW.com. And the city of College Station has announced the dates, entertainers, and related attractions for this year's Starlight Music Series at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. Leading off May 4th are Rick Trevino and Del Castillo. Before the concert will be a fajita cook-off. Performing on May 25th are Ruthie Foster and Carrie Rodriguez. That coincides with the Rubber Ducky Derby fundraiser for the Children's Museum. And on stage June 8th are Midnight Express and the Raz Band. At the nearby Central Park, they'll have the annual Bluebonnet Street Rodders annual Rod Run. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a link to the Starlight webpage. WTAW News Time, 6:11. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chick's isn't your average Highway 6 convenience store. Chick's is a brand new 12,000 square foot specialty convenience store. Chick's has a 30-person dining area with 60 fountain drink heads, gourmet coffee, a 28-foot refrigerated meat counter stocked with fresh jerky, sausage, tenderloins, cheeses, and steaks, and a one-of-a-kind touchscreen menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Chick's is also your tailgating headquarters. Buy 20 pounds of purified ice for only 99 cents. Find Chick's on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Chick's, coming soon.
Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness heading our way. Temperatures today up to 75 to 80. Lots of clouds overnight. Lows near 60. Clouds will be with us throughout the day Saturday. Maybe a shower or two. High Saturday afternoon, anywhere from 70 to 75. Saturday night, it turns partly cloudy. Lows will be anywhere from 45 to 50. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny, a little cooler. High 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, gearing up for NCAA tournament excitement.
I think No. It's the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's and Women's National Basketball Championship Tournament.
We don't have enough time to say all that.
Yeah,
it's like wasting our lives.
This would be just the women's part. We'll get you caught up on Aggies and Shockers coming up in a little bit.
Which brings to point, a listener yesterday pointed out that we were discussing, I said I hadn't even looked at the bracket yet. And wasn't that interested. And Kat, you'd said, yeah, well, there are no teams in Texas in there.
Or what I said was, there's no teams that matter. I mean, from Texas.
Yeah, okay, right. And then, but the listener, of course, was not thinking of just the men's bracket. Because if you include the women's bracket, I mean, there are two teams that I know of from Texas that are in there. But anyhow, so I said, I think we were talking men, so I tried to bail you out there. But because we know you haven't forgotten about your Baylor Bears. So, and they have made the, I guess they made the field.
Huh? Yeah, they're the number one seed.
Are they now? Isn't that shocking? Okay, but that's all right. We got.
You sound really shocked when you said
nah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not.
You need to speak the words with the appropriate amount of awe and trembling.
Yeah. Hey, Aggies beat them when they needed to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll see.
You know, A&M is my...
Can I finish the tease?
Oh, I thought you were done.
No!
Sorry, Kevin.
Quick programming note for women's basketball, though, for the NCAAs. Uh-huh. We're actually carrying the game on News Talk 1620.
Ah, something different.
Yes, they've moved that over. Shocker with Harvard and the Crimson actually winning in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah!
And there is a new NHL hockey news leader... Yeah. For goals by goalies.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
The most
is
ever.
It? Is it a self goal?
No.
Oh, good. All right.
And we'll get all that for you right. At about 6:50.
My God, we're going to have hockey news today.
Hockey sound.
Yes. Congratulations if you made it to today and you think that you have one more day in the week. You don't. I realized this morning it's National Goof Off Day.
Woo-hoo!
So go ahead and show up for work and don't be productive.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know how the boss will feel about that, but, you know, just let you know.
Done. Consider it
really,
done.
All done. It's not at all uncommon for police to arrest burglary suspects who break into a business through the ceiling. I mean, we get those stories.
Sure.
But usually the would-be burglar waits until the store's closed. Lexington, Kentucky police say that wasn't the case at the Eastland Shopping Center, where employees at a department store heard somebody shuffling around up there in the old, drop ceiling, and that's what they did. They dropped through the ceiling Wednesday about lunchtime. After officers showed up, they took Paul Masters away with them. Well, you know,
in the middle of the day.
Well, it's easier to see then. There's not, you know, there's no light at night. You got to bring a flashlight.
It's gonna be a good, good
Kentucky is close to Florida.
They are. He may be from there for all we know. It's not, you know.
We got a lot of info. Mission. Perfect situation.
And I mean, I'm not sure what he said when they arrested him. Oh, it's 12 noon, not 12 midnight.
Just to get him to the train, a plane, a bus.
Maybe he thought there was something worth stealing in the ceiling, so he
maybe
didn't
so.
Care what time he got there.
Trying to get copper.
Yeah.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
To celebrate Truck Month, Team of Navasota is giving away a new truck this Saturday at Navasota Fairgrounds. We'll pull your name, and you can choose your Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. There's still time, so go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and register to win. We'll be giving a bunch of prizes away all day long. There's no purchase necessary, but you have to be there to win. Go to teamofnavasota.com to see all the details. Get to the fairgrounds this Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a party with food, jump houses for kids, live music, face painting, and much more. Don't miss out on Team of Navasota's Dare to Compare Truck Month Party this Saturday.
617, we don't do this very often, but for you early risers, how about a prize today?
Hey,
two tickets to the Museum of the American GI. They're doing their reenactment. This is for Saturday only. It's for the Saturday reenactment.
Saturday so, day so, only.
So if you want to call in, then you
that's
know,
cool.
And, yeah, and it is. It's a $20 value. I mean, it's two tickets. And again, if you, I'm jazzed about that. You know, Brent was in a couple of weeks ago for us to talk about this. This is going to end up being a destination.
I would agree.
Situation here. I mean, it really, really is. And, you know, south of town, and they've been out there for a while, but now that they've got a building. So, anyway, 695-1620, 695-1620. First caller who calls in gets to, if they haven't won anything lately, you know what I mean? You know
yeah.
Who that is? Hey there.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How's everything today?
Well, you know, it's Friday, and we found out it's already goof-off day, so... We feel like, you know, we're just going to stand around for about 2.5 more hours, and then, you know, we're going to get the heck out of here.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Who's this?
This is Rick Connor.
All right, Rick. What do you do, Rick?
I'm a machinist over at Mitchell Crane.
Mitchell Crane. Where is that?
We are just straight across the street from Coulter Field.
Is that right? What kind of cranes y'all build? Or you work on? Go ahead.
We rebuild and make parts for construction-type cranes.
Wow. Okay. Y'all busy now, huh?
Pretty busy
yeah.
right now.
I hear that energy business is going okay right now. Things are good in the oil patch and gas patch. All right, Rick, you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
Crystal Park Plaza. Come on by here. Got tickets, and this is for Saturday only, okay?
That'll be great.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Very cool.
All right. There you go. Got that going. All right. So, as I mentioned, it's... Goof off day. So I'm done. And
you're done goofing off?
Yeah.
Or?
And that, and also it's International Day of the Seal. Thank you.
had to be done.
I know. That's right. All right. Now we got birthdays.
Birthdays. William Shatner celebrating a birthday today, which should be probably a national holiday in Canada.
We just were talking about him yesterday.
Yes, we were.
He speaks fluent French.
Did you know
mm-hmm.
Michael Myers' mask in the original Halloween was based on a Captain Kirk Halloween mask?
Yeah, I did know that.
I didn't know
that. Well, that's okay. Now you do, too. Most all morning talk show hosts know that.
It's true. It's
yeah.
very true.
Yeah, yeah.
J.J.
Yeah.
Watt, NFL defensive
player.
Well,
before
player
we go here. On, I don't want to designate the order, but also today is the future birthday of James T. Kirk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He'll be born in 2233.
Look at
wow.
you.
They share a birthday because you know me. I love all things Star Trek. All right. Yeah.
Mr. Downs is dancing
yes,
right now.
You know it. Yeah.
No, he's probably sleeping.
If he's smart.
J.J. Watt, NFL Defensive Player of the Year from Houston.
Yeah, from the Houstons.
24 years old. Reese Witherspoon is 37.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Williams from Family Matters, 37.
Huh?
Keegan Michael Key.
Really?
Of Key and Peele, which I think is a very funny show.
Okay. Right.
Is 42. Matthew Modine, 54.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Costas,
oh.
61.
Wish he'd quit dyeing his hair.
Wish he'd stop talking about guns.
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, 65.
He's made some money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wolf Blitzer,
oh, very nice.
65.
Yeah.
And Pat Robertson, Mr. 700 Club is 83 today.
Okay. Also, George Benson, if you like jazz.
Ooh, very much so.
Interesting. Stephen Sondheim, not the most successful lyricist born on the state, obviously. He's 83 today.
He did pretty well.
Well, he's done all right. That's right. And Orrin Hatch. Real quick, Reese Witherspoon story. One of her ancestors was John Witherspoon, who signed the Declaration of Independence.
No kidding.
Yep. And the story they tell, which is kind of fun, is she was flying across the country to audition for the movie Cape Fear. And so she's sitting next to somebody in the airplane and talking about how she's going to go have a chance to work with Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese. And the person next to her was a real big fan of them, talked about how wonderful they were and what geniuses they were. And it freaked her out so much that she blew the audition and didn't get the job.
No kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, she's done all right since then. All right, we got more on Saturday.
Saturday's birthdays. Richard Grieco, 48 years old.
Uh-huh.
Perez Hilton.
Oh.
35 years old.
I know who that is. I don't know who that other person is, though.
Richard Grieco?
Yeah.
He's kind of a parody of himself in a lot of movies.
Oh, okay.
Perez Hilton, 35. His real name is Mario.
Huh.
Lavandria, I believe is how you say his name.
Okay.
Junior. Kerry Russell's 37. Jason Kidd from the New York Knickerbockers is 40. John Wayne Bobbitt, 46 years old.
Well, there you go.
No comment.
Nope. Moving right along. Moving right along.
Maren Hickey is 47. Amanda Plummer is 56. Shaka Khan, 60 years old. Rick Ocasek from the Cars, 64 years old. Saturday.
All right. And Marty Allen, hello there. Is 91.
No kidding.
Yeah, used to be Allen and Rossi a long time ago. And
wow.
Yeah, 91. And we looked him up, I think, last year, maybe 2 years ago. He's still playing Vegas.
No kidding.
Yeah, he shuffles out, does a few minutes, and shuffles off.
Wow.
All right, on Sunday.
Keisha Castle Hughes is 23. She was Queen of Naboo in Star Wars 3.
Oh.
Jessica Chastain is 36 from Zero Dark Thirty.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning, 37. Allison Hannigan is 39 from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Parsons is 40.
Houston boy.
Yep. Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. Laura Flynn Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
Married to Jack Nicholson is 43.
Is she married? I didn't know they got married.
I believe that is.
Yeah, okay. She certainly hung out with him. I know that. Yeah.
Star Jones is 51.
Hmm.
The Undertaker from WWE.
Oh, wow.
His real name is Mark Calloway. He's 51.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly LeBrock, who was incredible in Weird Science, is 53. Nina from 99 Luftballons, and that's it.
And nothing else, right?
Is 53. Yeah. Robert Carradine is 59. Donna Pascal.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh.
She was the girl that wanted to get with... She's 59. Louis Anderson is 60. Mm-hmm. Tommy Hilfiger, 62. One of my all-time favorites, R. Lee Ermey.
Oh, yeah.
R. Lee Ermey is 69 years old from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Do you know anything? Do we have time?
Oh, sure.
He initially wasn't going to be in the movie.
Oh, he was like a consultant or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was going to be Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
And Nolte was so bombed, he couldn't make it work. And they went, well, let's try the guy that actually does it.
Yeah.
And he just exploded.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he made himself a career. They did a gun show for a while, did a commercial for something.
He's doing commercials for Geico and Victory Motorcycles.
Yeah. No, he's done all right, that's for sure. All right, 624.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Not to give me a vote on this would be a major betrayal of trust, as I would see it.
That's remarkable language from Dianne Feinstein, a prominent Democratic senator. To say that about the Democratic majority leader is something you don't hear every day. Now, here's the point. You know, first of all, Senator Feinstein, welcome to the club. Finally, you have discovered what many of us have known for a long time about Senator Reid, which he can pretty much be a snake when it comes to politics. Mitt Romney hasn't paid taxes in 10 years. His comments from earlier this week, I mean, literally linking sequestration to the killing of 7 brave Marines. So there's nothing that would surprise me in terms of what flies out of his mouth.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Throw in the towel, those worn out, outdated window coverings. They're not going to survive another spring cleaning. They've hung in there long enough. Now you can replace them with Blinds.com. Now that's where Jill and I, we went for designer blinds and shades and shutters and drapes. And check out the remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. And they install in seconds. You don't need any tools, no drilling, no brackets. Visit Blinds.com. You get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com. Let's jump to a listener shout-out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work-from-home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com. In her spare time from her kitchen table, Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
The high cost of flying. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you flew last year, you probably won't be surprised to hear that airfares soared in 2012. Kayak.com says fares to some of the most popular domestic and international destinations jumped by 25% or more. The biggest hikes in ticket prices came in June. The future of Dell is up in the air, and there have been discussions about an offer for Dell to rival the bid from founder Michael Dell and his backers, but so far no other bid has been submitted, and today is the deadline. The Wall Street Journal says Blackstone Group and General Electric's lending arm have considered trying to buy the computer maker. And readers' online votes have been counted. The 2013 winner of the Oddest Book Title of the Year award is Goblin Proofing One's Chicken Coop. It's a book by Reginald Bakley and Clint Marsh. The runner-up, How Tea Cozies Changed the World. Stock market futures are slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at NormandyTractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 629. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, look for a high temperature today, about 80 degrees, 20% chance of showers actually today and tonight, up to a 50% chance of rain tomorrow, and we'll still be at 80. Then winds are going to shift around, it'll get cooler. Saturday night, low is 48. Sunday, looking at a high temperature of 64, then high temperatures on Monday and Tuesday of 60, but lots of sunshine. But again, 20% chance of rain today, and then tonight, and then a 50-50 chance of showers coming up tomorrow. Actually, a little bit of drizzle earlier on this morning. And right now, humidity is 90%. We've got partly cloudy skies, and it's 66 right now.
What's a great way to stop a nosebleed? Well, first, you get your car keys.
Seriously. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
What do you do if you cut yourself and you don't have a Band-Aid handy?
We heard several years ago that black pepper can stop a cut from bleeding.
Pharmacologist Joe Graydon, author of The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies.
It seemed almost impossible. I mean, how could that work? And yet, when we've cut ourselves, we've tried it, and indeed, within seconds, the bleeding usually stops, and it doesn't hurt, and it doesn't sting.
If you think that's weird, how about this remedy for a nosebleed?
The most astonishing home remedy that we've probably ever heard was to put a big ring of keys, you know, like your car keys, your house keys, and whatever other keys you've got on that house, and put it down your back. I mean, literally underneath your shirt, and let it just fall down. I cannot tell you how it works. All I can say is that we have heard from dozens of people that this is a remedy that is astonishingly effective for nosebleeds. And I have to admit, I've tried it, and it works.
And for a mosquito bite that itches,
all you have to do is go to the kitchen sink, turn the faucet on so the water is hot, not so hot that it will burn, but about a 2 to 3 second exposure to really hot water, it seems to deaden the nerve endings and will provide itch relief for several hours.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. You have until next Thursday to go online and vote for St. Joseph Health System in a Livestrong Foundation competition to get $10,000. St. Joseph's Ashley Sigmund says the money would go towards its palliative care program, which connects patients with cancer and other serious illness with community resources to reduce hospital readmission.
The Livestrong Foundation supports programs that already exist in communities, so for St. Joseph to even be named as a finalist is affirmation to the work that we're already doing here.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a link to the online balloting. At last check, St. Joseph's was in third place against hospitals from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Denver, and Oklahoma. And it's a new day at United Way of the Brazos Valley. That's part of the new direction taken by an expanded board as a new chief executive goes to work.
Today marks 1 year since it was first reported United Way had financial problems affecting funding of 25 nonprofits in the seven-county service area. Board Chairman Will Brown says they and the agencies will be more accountable.
Instead of maybe 5-10 years ago, we used to say to a donor, look, we gave all your money to these wonderful organizations. Well, now we want to be able to say, look, we gave all this money to these wonderful organizations, and look at what they accomplished. They accomplished these really important things that we know are important for our organization.
Brown says some of the shortfall can be made up by contributions to a $100,000 challenge grant from the Bryan family.
We've got another $50,000 we need to raise this spring, and that's something we'll really be looking for folks to join us and step up. And that's the kind of money that we're going to use to try and fill some of this gap.
Brown says state employees gave $625,000, 15% more than expected. The community campaign's closing in on their goal of $700,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two men were arrested yesterday morning after evading police and causing a four-vehicle wreck outside of Sam Houston Elementary School. Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police says the driver of a suspicious U-Haul, 21-year-old Garrett Finke of Washington, and his passenger, 26-year-old Richard George of Willis, hit two other cars head-on, causing one of the cars to hit a third.
There was one person in the victim vehicles that was transported for non-life-threatening injuries, and the driver and passenger in the U-Haul truck were both transported to St. Joseph's to tend to their minor injuries, and then they were arrested.
McKeithen says Finke was arrested for evading and resisting, and George was arrested on College Station warrants. The future look of the Blinn College Bryan campus begins in May. Trustees meeting in Bryan this week selected the contractor for a $1 million project that adds 300 paved and lighted parking spaces on the north side and a bridge connecting it to the rest of campus.
It does open up an entire section of about 12 acres of land that we can then develop in the future with possibly other buildings, as our master plan will reveal when we finalize that here in the coming months.
Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb says a master plan committee can also consider building on a gravel parking lot next to the academic building.
The thought there, as our master plan is in the early stages right now being developed, is potentially that flat piece of ground that's currently a temporary lot could become the next major building on campus.
Entry to the new lot will be off Villa Maria, and traffic will exit to 25th Street. And the cost of running state universities will be studied by at least one committee in the Texas House. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is on the Higher Education Committee.
I have requested from the Higher Education Coordinating Board a kind of a map of chart showing what those increases have been over the last, I think they sent us yesterday something from 1994 forward. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at that and just see what those numbers actually are, because I don't know personally, and I got that information, then we're going to have to tweak it a little just to see what those costs are doing.
Rainey says the committee chairman has filed a bill calling for a study group to look into the growth of administrative expenses. And entertainers have been announced for this year's Starlight Music Series. Three free concerts will be held at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater in College Station. Details are on our website at WTAW.com. The first show will be May 4th with Rick Torino and Del Castillo following a fajita cook-off. The show on May 25th with Ruthie Foster and Carrie Rodriguez takes place during the Children's Museum Rubber Ducky fundraiser. And performing June 8th are Midnight Express and the Razz Band, the same weekend as the annual Rod Run at Central Park, hosted by the Bluebonnet Street Rodders. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Introducing Blazer, the termite-detecting dog.
Hi, I'm Blazer, the termite hunter. You can't see termites through walls, but I can. Termites may be in your walls before you humans see them, slowly destroying your house. Save 20% now when you call EcoZap. And as for Blazer, that's me, the dog that does it all.
EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20% on any termite or pest treatment. 100% Aggie-owned and operated. Log on to eco-zap.com today and save 20% on any termite or pest treatment.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
It's time for Bryan College Station's 2013 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun with a delicious seated meal and silent auction. Tickets are $50, and the luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, April 4th at the Hilton and College Station. For more information or to sponsor a table, please call 512-338-2425. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 512-338-2425.
641, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-292-9775-2-way.
More clouds than sunshine for today, but temperatures will continue to turn warmer. Highs will be 75 to 80 this afternoon. Lots of clouds overnight, a low of 60. Clouds for tomorrow with the chance of a shower. Highs will be 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. On Sunday, we'll have sunshine. It does turn cooler by the end of the weekend. High Sunday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
More or less, they like to attack the paint. They like to dribble drives.
That's Coach Blair on the Wichita Shockers, who play in town tomorrow in the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
When you said attack the paint, all I could think of is we used to have horses that if you parked your car, they would come and scratch the paint with their teeth. And that's all I thought of was attack the paint.
I don't believe they bring horses out on there.
To come out.
Yeah. They do have donkey basketball, but not during the tournament.
No, that's true. So, get in there where it's close to the basket, I guess.
All right, we'll update you on that. Also, Harvard has earned its first NCAA tournament victory and more coming up with sports.
It's Harvard.
Sorry.
Harvard.
That's Harvard.
Right. I can't say the name of the tournament right now. I can't pronounce
that's
the
That's right. There
I'm
you go.
I'm not doing any
there
NCAA
you go. Just
basketball.
Don't worry.
Kevin,
just
we love it. You just how you are.
Stick with hockey. Yeah,
there you go.
So, say what you will about President Obama, and we have. you got to give him credit for being quick on his feet yesterday. He's, doing his speech to the Israelis, and a young Israeli started to heckle him in Hebrew. And the crowd booed. Mr. Obama handled it with a light touch, saying, "This is part of the lively debate that we talked about." He said that, and that prompted a standing ovation. Hmm. He said, "I have to say we actually arranged for that because it made me feel like I was at home. I wouldn't feel comfortable if I didn't have at least one heckler."
Now, that's funny.
It was. He did. That's, he handled that that very well.
My thought, though, is why should these people listen to us saying, like, y'all need to have peace and make friends, and then our home country has a gazillion problems and we all hate each other?
But we are U.S. Americans.
I mean, what?
we know best.
Don't make me puke.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's, but look, he needs to be, and I don't know if he handled it or not, but he needs to be over there. Obviously, he's doing everything he can, and I forget, they gave him some award yesterday in Israel. And, those folks have been fighting for a long, 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 long time. And, somehow or other, every president of the United States. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. So every president of the United States believes they're the ones who are going to take care of it. You know, remember Jimmy Carter getting the pictures of Yasser Arafat and, I don't remember who the head of Israel was.
Rabin.
Okay, shaking hands. I mean, and he thought he had... He had solved it. Well, no, Jimmy, it was like that before you got here, and it's still like that now. So
I just know if Americans are coming to my country and telling me how to do things, I'd be like, ha, you're in billions of dollars of debt.
Right, yeah. Pod cattle. So we'll see. So Michelle,
hey, is that a racist comment?
No, not really.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, just I'm like you would be,
I'm just teasing.
Michelle Bachmann speaking last week at CPAC, and we talked about CPAC. I mean, you know who your audience is, right? They really like that red meat.
You got to ham it up some.
Yeah, she went after the president, talking about perks that he had, like a professional dog walker, which he doesn't. The gardener walks the dog, just like all administrations. And this luxurious White House that he was running, and how he was wasting money. Well, in fact, coming to the president's defense was none other than Bill O'Reilly.
Really?
Yep. He called Michelle out the other night for small ball attacks that are more or less not factual. And that's why he mentioned the dog walker. There's not one. It's the gardener. The White House budget, for what it's worth, is less than it was when President Bush was the president. But she said, I wish that this president were more like Pope Francis, who, as a cardinal in Argentina, rejected all the lavish perks.
An old white guy with ruby red slippers.
Yeah, really. No, he doesn't. He wears black shoes. He wears, like, Reeboks.
Well.
But anyhow. But the deal is, she was talking about, the trappings of the office. And he does. He spends a lot of money on some of this stuff. But O'Reilly said, Mr. Obama is entitled to protection, convenience, and comfort as he runs the nation.
Well, good.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
I think it does something for your credibility when you're least fair.
Well, and he is. He interrupts people a lot, but he is fair. So the House yesterday, oh, thank goodness, they voted to get the continuing resolution done, too. It was 318 to 109. Man, I was really concerned that we were going to come to a screeching halt.
Wetting that, boy.
Yeah, I was thinking all the money would evaporate from our wallets and our pockets, and we wouldn't have any money, and the government would screech to a halt, and we would be standing in the middle of the street going, what do I do?
It would just be like Les Miserables.
Exactly. I can't survive.
Out there with torn clothing and French flags waving, but maybe not French.
Yeah, but nonetheless. So the president signed it, and that's fine. All right, so here we go. They're continuing to have a call in Congress for the NFL's Washington Redskins to change their name.
Is this time number 37?
Yeah. Now, here's what they're looking at doing. It's a group of House Democrats. They've introduced a bill that would prevent the term Redskins from being trademarked. And if you can't trademark it, then all sorts of people could use it, and the Redskins wouldn't see. They wouldn't be able to use that and
get them where
make
the money is.
Exactly.
Interesting backdoor.
It really is. So we'll see what happens there. And finally today, we have an announced candidate for governor of Texas. For governor of Texas, we have an announced candidate.
Is it not Kinky Rick Friedman?
It's
Tom Palkin.
It's Tom Palkin. Tom Palkin is like, I don't know, 104.
Yeah.
He was in the Reagan administration. This guy is a Goldwater Republican. I mean, he is. And he said, I like Rick Perry, but I think everybody knows that I'm the only state official who did not endorse him for president, so I'm going to run against him for governor.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's anyway, it's a great story. There's no way he'll get elected, no way he'll get the nomination. I mean, we know that, but just the idea to roll that out at he's 69 years old, but to roll that out at the age of 69.
Why do you think he has no chance of getting
elected?
He has
no chance.
I mean, why?
None.
Why do you say that?
Well, because first of all, the governor is the governor. He's got the power of the office, the bully pulpit. I don't know how much money Palkin's got, and again, that's fine that it resonates with some of the more conservative Republicans in Texas, but his experience is from long ago and not now. And, finally, the most ironic thing about it is the last job that he had was working for the Texas Workforce Commission, TWC, and that was the job that he was appointed to by Rick Perry.
Governor Goodhair.
Yeah. So he resigned that so he could run against him for governor.
No kidding.
Fun for Texas politics.
Green Teams announces the return of the big monthly plant sale. this Friday from 9 till 1. Green teams will have small indoor plants to big indoor plants at cheap prices. Plants start at just 50 cents. It's the return of Green Team's Big Monthly Plant Sale from 9 till 1 this Friday in the Brazos County Industrial Park from 2818. Turn on Shiloh, go down a block, turn right, and Green Team's is on the left.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of our plants would grow better if they weren't in potting soil. Now, that may sound confusing, but I'm referring to our native Texas soils. The fact is that those soils, native Texas soils, are far from ideal for most plants' root systems. Let's say you need to buy a lot of potting soil. Do you buy a lot of bags and pay a lot of money, or can you mix your own? Well, let's talk about that latter option. How do you prepare? How does Neil prepare potting soil in quantity? I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Most potting soil mixes, including what I mix up myself, will have Canadian sphagnum peat moss as a base. This is sold in bales, not by the pound, but by the cubic foot. It's basically weed-free. It's acidic, very acidic, better for most tropical plants. And sphagnum peat moss admits air and water freely while still retaining the moisture and nutrients our plants need. Probably half of any good potting soil, including any potting soil I mix, will consist of peat moss. You may want to include shredded pine bark mulch. I do. I use fine sizes only, nickel and dime size pieces. That will give the same basic benefits as the peat moss. The chief advantages are that pine bark mulch costs less than peat moss and it lasts longer. During that time, however, it's not quite as active as the peat moss in improving the mix, so you don't want more than about 20% of the mix to be made up of the bark. Then you have other organic matter sources that you might want to consider. For example, maybe you put 5% well-rotted, unrecognizable manure. Fully composted. Maybe you put 5% compost out of your compost pile. That's up to you. And those, I will tell you, I usually do not add. I'll add more of the sphagnum peat moss and maybe just a little bit more pine bark mulch. But manure and compost are options. Then we get to expanded shale. I like this product. It's comparatively new, the last 10 or 20 years. It is a rock-like material that's heated, it pops, and it is very porous. It's great in adding ballast, adding some weight to your potting soil, and it does a wonderful job of providing aeration. Perlite does the very same thing, and it's the white, lightweight material. Granular, it looks like little pieces of popcorn. You're familiar with it. The disadvantage of perlite is that it can float, and so if you don't like that happening, maybe you don't use much perlite. Traditionally, I'll have about 10% perlite, about 5% expanded shale. So those are the things that I'll put into a potting soil, and you'll notice there is no native Texas soil included in what I have just given to you. You use a potting soil like that in a proper container with a drainage hole in it, and you are going to be off to the races. This is a great time to pot up some plants. Get a good potting soil. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. A&M women's basketball gearing up for the NCAA March Madness tournament. The ladies will face off against number 14 seed Wichita State. It's the first time the Shockers are making the big dance. Here's Coach Blair on the upstart team from Kansas.
Play extremely hard. Another small team, going to play a four-guard offense. They'll shoot the threes, but more or less they like to attack the paint. They like to dribble drives type stuff. They run a good 1-2-1-1 full court press, which we've seen before, but our kids are in a great frame of mind.
The ladies are tipping off tomorrow at Reed. Tip off time 3:00. Now, generally, the action is on our sister station. We're actually carrying it live tomorrow on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Harvard has earned its first NCAA tournament victory with a stunning 68-62 upset of number 3 seed New Mexico, a team that was widely considered a Final Four team. Wesley Sanders scored 18 points to lead the bracket-busting 14th seed Crimson, and here's Harvard co-captain Christian Webster after the shocking upset.
For this team this year, all we've been through to get this win tonight is just unbelievable for me and my teammates and the coaching staff. Just still in disbelief. Can't believe this actually happened. Sure, we believe that it will happen, but just for it to happen is crazy.
Harvard advances to take on Arizona tomorrow. Top overall seed and number 1 seed Louisville open NCAA tournament play with a dominating 79-48 win over North Carolina A&T. Now, there are way too many games to go into all of them, so you can check out an updated bracket on our website at WTAW.com. A&M baseball takes a season-long 5-game winning streak on the road as they face number 6 Ole Miss in a 3-game series in Oxford. The squad meets at 6:30 today. They'll play 7:30 tomorrow and then 1:30 on Sunday with all the action here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Number 4 seed Texas A&M softball, 26-2, 4-1 in the SEC. They hit the road again for their 3-game series in the SEC against number 8 Tennessee. The Aggies and the Lady Vols square off at 5:30 starting today. Spring training baseball, the Houston Astros hit 3 dingers off of Justin Verlander last night en route to a 7-2 win over the Detroit Tigers. And Matt Harrison has been named the Texas Rangers opening day starter. In the PGA, Justin Rose is the leader heading into the second round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He opened up with a 7-under-65, including a string of 4 birdies late in the round. Rose holds a 2-shot lead over John Hugh, while defending champ Tiger Woods trails by 4. In the NHL, Jaromir Jagr and Ray Whitney both scored in the third period last night to give the Stars a 2-1 win over the Los Angeles Kings. And the NHL leader in career shutouts is now the league's leading scoring goaltender.
Swept aside by Brodeur, and a penalty coming up against New Jersey.
As that's in the net back. Could this go in? Yes!
New Jersey Nets minder Martin Brodeur was credited with his 3rd career goal, and Jordan Staal put a puck in his own net during the delayed penalty in the Devils' 4-1 win over Carolina. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready to take the guesswork out of battery shopping? Interstate All Battery Center is your one-stop shop for portable power. Don't waste time going from an electronics store for your laptop to an auto parts store for your truck. Instead, stop by Interstate All Battery Center to find exactly what you need to power everything from your cameras, cell phones, and MP3 players to cordless tools, flashlights, and toys. Bring in your device and our experts will get it running. And for automotive, we're America's number 1 replacement battery. Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chick's isn't your average Highway 6 convenience store. Chick's is a brand new 12,000 square foot specialty convenience store. Chick's has a 30-person dining area with 60 fountain drink heads, gourmet coffee, a 28-foot refrigerated meat counter stocked with fresh jerky, sausage, tenderloins, cheeses, and steaks, and a one-of-a-kind touchscreen menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Chick's is also your tailgating headquarters. Buy 20 pounds of purified ice for only 99 cents. Find Chick's on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Chick's, coming soon.
The Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic is back, and mark the date, Monday, March 25th at Briarcrest Country Club. Each year, we all come together to raise money for the programs of Twin City Mission. Be a sponsor or sign your team up. Just be a part. Twin City Mission, providing a home for the homeless, being a friend to the friendless, giving hope to the hopeless. For more information, visit TwinCityMission.org or call Ron Crozier at 822-7511. 822-7511.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening.